Yahya Sinwar, Hamas's new man. The recent replacement of Khaled Meshaal with Ismail Haniyeh as chairman of the Hamas Political Bureau momentarily left a rare vacancy in the role of Hamas's overall leader in Gaza. However, the position was immediately filled after the group elected Yahya Sinwar to fill the role. Relatively unknown by those outside Israel and the Palestinian territories, speculation abounds to how Hamas, and by extension Gaza, will behave under Sinwar's leadership. We explore the life of Sinwar and how his policy prescriptions and personality traits will influence Hamas's relationship with Israel, the people of Gaza, and the Palestinian people as a whole. Sinwar was born in 1962 in the Khan Yunis refugee camp in southern Gaza. He graduated from high school at the Khan Yunis Secondary School for Boys, after which he graduated from the Hamas-affiliated Islamic University of Gaza with a bachelor's degree in Arabic studies. His first foray into Palestinian nationalism came in 1982 when he was arrested for subversive activities and spent several months in the Farah prison. There he met other Hamas militants such as Salah Shahadi, the former leader of the Izzaddin al-Qassam Brigades. Movement through Hamas. He was arrested again in 1985. Upon his release, he co-founded the Majid with Rawi Mustaha. The mission of the Majid, among other things, was to identify Israeli spies in Hamas, other political parties, and among Palestinian civilians. Since then, the paranoia of Israeli collaborators has occupied much of Hamas's attention, most infamously when at least 23 people were executed in July and August 2014 after they were accused of collaborating with Israel. In 1988, he masterminded the abduction and killing of two Israeli Defense Force soldiers. He was later arrested, convicted of murder, and sentenced to multiple life sentences. He would go on to serve 22 years of his sentence before being released in 2011 along with 1,026 other prisoners as a part of the prisoner exchange agreement for the release of Gilad Shalit. By Hamas's own admission, just 41 of these prisoners collectively killed 569 Israelis. Following his release, Sinwar ascended through Hamas's political ranks rather than his previous military roles. He was elected to the Hamas Political Bureau during the group's secret internal elections in 2012. In September 2015, the United States government declared Sinwar a terrorist. His volatile temperament and unpredictability have earned him a reputation of notoriety both in Israel and within Gaza. In early 2016, it is alleged that he organized the execution of Hamas commander Mahmoud Ishtawi due to an internal rivalry within the organization. Furthermore, it is also alleged that Sinwar himself was the man who physically detained Ishtawi at gunpoint after bursting through his front door. In 2016, he was chosen to take charge of Israelis held captive by the Al-Qassam Brigades in Gaza Strip. Future prospects. The appointment of Sinwar is not an exercise in stability or continuity for Hamas. Rather, it represents their perceived need for renewal of leadership amid growing cynicism of career politicians and public anger over issues such as delayed reconstruction and electricity outages. In contrast to Ismail Haniyeh and Khaled Meshaal, Sinwar is neither a career politician nor a technocrat. Nonetheless, as a man who has served in both the military and political wings of Hamas, he is seen as being capable of bridging the divides between these two factions. A key focus of his leadership will likely be an increase in the kidnapping of Israeli soldiers. He sees the tactic as incredibly useful as Hamas can repatriate former militants back into their ranks, increase support for Hamas among Palestinian people, and dictate the terms of their prisoners' release to Israel. Indeed, following his release, Sinwar told Hamas media that the group should kidnap more soldiers to exchange them for the freedom of our loved ones who are still behind bars. His militancy and hardline stance, while not out of place in Hamas, are somewhat more extreme than his predecessor, Ismail Haniyeh. His unpredictability may drag the group into another war with Israel. Furthermore, his predecessor was far more experienced statesman who knew how to balance the regional interests and cooperation of countries such as Egypt, Turkey, Qatar, and Iran.